broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good day, good morning to you. It's going to be a breezy day, cloudy with some showers likely. Just this morning, scattered showers in the afternoon. Great day to play a round of golf. There are tee times open for you, like at Volcano at 9:36, 9:20 at Poipu Bay, 8:36 at Royal Hawaiian Country Club. Makaha East has an 8:45. At Wailea Emerald Course has an 11:26. You can expect the winds to be trades, 15 to 25. Miles an hour. Breezy, I say. Yes, well, not quite as breezy as the nor'easter that struck on the East Coast. And coming into the clubhouse, Ron Cyrak lived right through it. And we're going to find out more about Tiger Woods committing to two more events, getting ready for that tournament in April, I think he called it. But first, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you in part by Creative Plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone, for your business or residence. Pavers for your driveways and parking lots, concrete-colored floors, and decorative stone floors. And Claude Brousseau, master PGA teaching professional at Maui School of Golf. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And let's bring him right into the clubhouse, Ron Cyrak. You can find all of his writing at roncyrak.com or when he has special to the LPGA at lpga.com. He's Golf Channel contributor. You'll see him on Morning Drive. Author of the Vision 54 trilogy, Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. He's covered over 160 majors, and he's in the clubhouse now. Welcome. Hi, Ron.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Daniel.
Absolutely. I want to go straight to Tiger, but I have to ask you how you are after. I just read that there was a bomb cyclone. Was that what it was? Not a nor'easter? What's going on the East Coast?
Well, these crusty old New Englanders will just call it a nor'easter. They're not going to fall for any nicknames. But, yeah, we peaked yesterday. The winds were about 83, 85 miles an hour.
Wow.
And, I'm very lucky. I'm not in a flood area, and two-thirds of my town is without power, but I made it through with power. And I'm looking out in my yard, and I'm going to have a lot of cleanup to do.
Yes.
up down tree limbs and stuff like that. But looks like we made it through okay.
I'm so glad.
So the coastal area's got some real bad flooding.
Yeah, reshaping the shoreline, they say. Some of these powerful storms that are coming through, something to get ready for. We've only got a high surf advisory for the east-facing shores of Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, Maui, and the Big Island. So, and the waves will just come up, although sunset is going to talk to me about what I'm talking about since the shoreline's being changed there as well. But talk about changes. Changes in the world of golf, and when Tiger Woods says something, boy, the bell rings, and all of a sudden at Valspar, they're getting ready for 6,000 more parking stalls, 12,000 to 15,000 more, and they're not even sure if they can accommodate the numbers that Tiger Woods draws over at Valspar that comes up next week. Were you surprised?
I was not surprised in the sense that I really felt that he was going to need another event to play to get ready for, as he likes to call it, that tournament in April. He won't say the word Masters, but you knew he was going to play Bay Hill. That goes back to his commitment to Mr. Palmer, and he never likes to play the week before a major, so that eliminated Houston. He's not qualified to be in the World Golf Championship event. So Valspar seemed to be the most likely place. It's also a golf course that the players really like, and I think he thinks that's a good test of golf, a good place for him to go.
He's never been in the Valspar event with a snake. What is it called? The snake trap or a snake pit?
The snake pit, yeah. They have their own little three-hole stretch there that's really difficult. Yeah, he used to play the World Golf Championship event at Doral. And that's now the event that's been moved to Mexico. So the Valspar just didn't fit into his schedule. And because he would do the Honda, he'd do Bay Hill, he'd do Doral, and then he'd be ready for the Masters. Well, now, since he can't isn't eligible to be in the World Golf Championship events. He needed to have this one. And as somebody said, you know, Tiger doesn't move the needle. Tiger is the needle. What he does just attracts attention in a way that we've never seen anyone else do in this game.
No. And, you know, for all the, you know, the naysayers, the people who don't like Tiger Woods, it's like, hey, that just is the bottom line. He's the business. He's the reason why they're making $1 million when they win a tournament. You know, it's maybe it would have eventually happened, but he just made it happen. Like a bomb. Just all of it shot through the roof. Okay, but what's interesting that, like, 2 minutes, they said, I think it was on Golf Channel's Morning Drive that Ron Cyrak is on, that Jordan Spieth committed to Valspar right after Tiger Woods.
Well, you know, that's people like to be in tournaments where Tiger is, because, you know, when Tiger was the full Tiger, it was almost considered that your win didn't count if Tiger wasn't in the field. You know, people like to go head to head with him. What's going to be interesting to see as we move forward here is there's an entire, you know, it's been 5 years since Tiger's won a golf tournament. It's been 10 years since he's won a major championship. This generation of 20-somethings out there, the Jordan Spieths and the Justin Thomases and the Daniel Bergers and the John Rahms, have never really seen the real Tiger, the full Tiger. I saw an entire generation of players psychologically destroyed by Woods when he was at his peak. You know, that year, what he did in the year 2000 just discombobulated Ernie Els and Sergio Garcia. And these young guys don't have that same psychological scar tissue.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how they play against them. The next challenge for Tiger, and he's hitting every benchmark as he goes on here, you know, stay healthy, make cuts, get into contention. Now we're going to have to see next, how does he handle it when he's really in the hunt on Sunday? Because it's been a long time since he's been in that situation.
Yes, and that is so critical. There was a point in his last 4 years where he would just, you know, claw his way to the Saturday, make the cut, and then fall apart on Saturday and have no chance of making it anywhere into Sunday. And it was like there was this relief that he just couldn't get it up again to make that charge into the weekend. For the weekend at Valspar, we have an incredible field that potentially could draw a whole lot of attention with Woods and Spieth and Sergio Garcia and Rory McIlroy and Henrik Stenson and Justin Rose. They've all committed to playing at Valspar, which really has increased its, its stature. It wasn't always considered because there was the Honda, then the WGC, and it kind of got lost in there. And this is all bringing it much more to the fore, and it's a whole lot of fun. What do you think? A Woods playing 4 out of 5 weeks? I mean, he never played that much.
No, he never did. I mean, Tiger has always been a big believer that you can figure it out on the practice range, not on the golf course. I always thought that he needed to play more, you know, that you really, the golf's like any other sport. You only get your game legs in game situations. I mean, look, we all hit it great on the practice range. It's when we get to the first tee that it falls apart. And, you know, it's no different for those guys. So, but I think mostly this is a statement that for the first time in a very, very long time, he's healthy. I think in the past he came back from some of his surgeries too quickly. I think this time he had a more extensive procedure done on his back, and I think that he took the time to get healthy and get strong before he came back. And the fact that he's playing this much right now says that his body is feeling pretty good.
Before we go to the WGCs, which really have become a world golf championship, not only are they not played in the United States this week, it's actually in a foreign country, it's Mexico. We just have a lot going on with these guys. These young global players are coming on very, very strong. It's almost like watching the LPGA with its global stature. I mean, all the women from around the world are playing on the LPGA. It's like an Olympics every week. But I want to ask you quickly, fans and their attitude lately, and Justin Thomas tossing a fan out of the Honda, him gone pretty much. and then apologizing, which really floored me, kind of. I wanted to, the fellow was saying things like, get in the water, go in the bunker, you know, right after he'd hit the ball. And he was saying other things that I didn't hear, didn't know, because I wasn't there, to other of his playing competitors. And that's when Justin just said, fine, you're gone. What was your take on that?
Yeah, it's hard for golf to figure out exactly where that line is right now. You know, it wants to expand its fan base. It also wants to shed the image that it's a staid, uptight sport. But the fact is, there need to be some sort of standards for behavior on the golf course. Now, even this guy who was heckling Thomas didn't do anything to interrupt play. You know, he didn't like, and somebody made this point, and I had never thought about it, that like with online gambling and stuff like that, you could get into a situation where somebody's made a bet on a tournament, you know, and might try to then influence the outcome.
Oh.
And there's no other sport where you can influence the outcome as easily as you could in golf, you know. Every other sport, people are yelling all the time. In different ways, it's been going on for a long time. I remember the 1999 Ryder Cup outside Boston, and Colin Montgomery was getting heckled so bad that Payne Stewart volunteered to Monty, do you want me to talk to the fans?
Yes.
Do you want me to calm them down? So it has been going on. We fortunately have, I can't think of any situations where somebody actually screamed in the middle of somebody's swing and tried to disrupt the player that way. But golf's going to have to figure out where it's going to draw the line for what's acceptable behavior. The guys who yell, you know, mashed potatoes and all that stuff out there.
Yes.
You know, I wish they'd all go away. But
yes.
That's just my personal feeling.
That guy is everywhere, and I want him to just go away. But, you know, all of this fan stuff, I expect during Ryder Cup, and everybody expects it, you know. It's gotten kind of rowdy with the drinking, and you kind of know that that's going to happen in Phoenix. That's kind of Phoenix's whole signature, right? And someone said, what's dangerous about this and is that what if, because sometimes Rory or sometimes the guys, when these fans get in their head, they literally walk up to them and then there's a potential for confrontation. You know, the kind of physical confrontation. And that's where the tour needs to maybe step up, they say. The PGA Tour should step up. And we haven't heard anything from Jay Moynihan yet, have we?
And they do. The top players all have security with them. You know, a lot of times it's local police officers, and a lot of times it's private security. So they do have look, the way Tiger Woods always dealt with this situation, and no one in the history of the game has had more people following them on the golf course than Tiger Woods, is Steve Williams, when he was his caddy, was also his bodyguard. If something was going on Tiger didn't like, Stevie took care of it. You know?
Yeah, Stevie had the stature to do it, too. I mean, you know, there was no question about that. The WGC in Mexico, Shubhankar Sharma, Xander Schauffele, an American, by the way, Rafa Cabrera-Bello, Sergio Garcia, Louis Oosthuizen. Then we got a whole bunch of Americans, Brian Harman, Brendan Steele, Pat Perez, really great to see him, Dustin Johnson, Bubba Watson, and Kirdek Apibonrad. They're all in this, and that young guy, 21 years old, what a come from out of nowhere kind of moment, yeah?
Yeah, you know, I really feel that part of the legacy of Tiger Woods is going to be that he attracted a better quality of athlete to the game of golf. And he attracted a broader quality of athlete in terms of global expansion. But Tiger did two things. He made golf cool. And he made it possible to get rich playing the game. PGA Tour purses almost quintupled since Tiger Woods turned pro, and that was because of massive TV deals that were done after he won that 97 Masters, and it got a 14-1 TV rating. So what Tiger did, you look out there, there's a lot of young guys playing the game right now who are athletic, who could have played a lot of sports, you know, and I think that Tiger just really, and also Tiger taught the importance of being in shape. So you are seeing out there a better quality of athlete, and they're trained better. And also these young guys out there are, the other thing Tiger changed, it used to be, conventional wisdom used to be that you didn't reach your peak as a player till you're 32, 34 years old. Tiger started winning at 21. So I think that he taught players that you can win right away out there.
Yeah, and that's how old this
So we're seeing it.
Yeah, yep. This young man is 21-year-old. Shubhankar Sharma is out there doing it. Xander Schauffele is one of the young guys in his early 20s. He's already won on the PGA Tour. It's really, it's kind of like the guys are catching up with the girls. But one more note on Valspar. There was an event that Tiger Woods played way back. Now, how often, Ron Cyrak, Golf Channel contributor and special to the LPGA, how often have we suggested there should be a mixed team event featuring PGA Tour and LPGA Tour players? And back in 1996... there was the old JCPenney Classic that did just that, and it was played on that Copperhead course with Kelly Keeney.
Yep, that was at a time Tiger was good buds with one of Kelly's brothers. I'm not sure if it was Tripp or Hank, but he was he played with Kelly there. That was that event wasn't an official tour event. You know, it was one of those silly season events. Wow. I'd like to see them have an event like that becomes an official event, and there are so many different cool formats that they could do. And I think the first one, we've talked about this before, that first one should be that the Tournament of Champions that's played out your way. And I suggested that they could have both PGA Tour and LPGA winners, and somebody on Twitter jumped in and said, how about put the Champions Tour out there too? And
they're all here.
You could probably do that. You could have all three, the winners from all three tours, playing the same venue at the same time. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be very cool. I know that they'd love that over at Kapalua. So you, Ron, have covered not only, of course, Tiger's entire career, but also Annika Sorenstam, because Ron Cyrak really brought the LPGA to the forefront in his reporting. And Annika, he was there when she played on the PGA Tour. I think it was back in 2000, there were two Sorenstams, and on the LPGA this week, we could have two Cordas winning back-to-back. Tell us a bit about the history there.
Well, first off, not only would Nelly Korda, if she wins, would they match with the Sorenstam sisters did. Annika won in Tucson, and then Charlotta won the next week in Phoenix. The Sorenstam sisters are the only sisters in the history of the LPGA to both have victories. Now, it's 72 for Annika, 1 for Charlotta. But still, I mean, you go back to Allison and Marlene Bauer. Marlene won, but Alice never did. The Song sisters, neither of them ever won. Donna Capone won, but her sister Janet didn't. We've got Aria Chikanagarn has won, but Moria hasn't won yet. And now the Cordas have a chance to match the Sorenstams as being the only sister act to both get a victory. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be cool. Danielle Kang, after her tooth cracked or something, she shoots a 64. You know, beware the injured golfer. And then there's Michelle Wee. Now, I got really worried. She shot a 67. She was like right at third. Right on the leaderboard on Thursday after their first round, or was it Friday? You know how it is because they're playing.
Right.
And then come the following, you know, it's 73. I went, oh no. And then she came back and she's got a 66 and she's again in contention. Really looking good. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I'm really bullish on Michelle this year. I really think that eventually, we're going to get like a kind of season from her that we expected, you know, maybe four wins in a major or something like that. It really depends on her health. And, you know, both, I mean, she's had such bad luck with both physical injuries and illness throughout her career. And, you know, last year it was appendicitis. And she was playing, I thought last year,
really
the most consistent golf that she had played since 2014 when she won the Women's U.S. Open. We've seen in this tournament something what's been her hiccup for these last few years, which is she plays 54 holes really well and then has that one bad round in there. She's got to figure out how to make that 73 a 70, you know, or 71 in some way so that it doesn't get quite out of control. But I'm expecting her to eventually give us the kind of year that that we thought she was going to have.
Yeah, and it could just be that, you know, what you were saying earlier, that we didn't expect players to really come of age until their late 20s, early 30s, and that could be Michelle Wee. So right now we have Nelly Korda, Danielle Kang, Brooke Henderson, Minji Lee, Michelle Wee, Jin Yong Ko, Jessica Korda, Marina Alex, Jenny Shin, Charlie Hall. They're all there and playing in, is it Singapore? All of a sudden I just lost.
Yeah, they're in Singapore.
Singapore,
yeah.
Thank you. In Puerto Rico. In Puerto Rico, normally it's the Puerto Rico Open. I don't think they're having the full-on PGA Tour Puerto Rico Open. But Cheyenne Woods, who won the Michelle Wee Loves Ping Pong tournament after the Lotte Championship, she won that, and it raises money for the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Cheyenne Woods is in Puerto Rico for the PGA Tour Open, which is raising money. It's a pro-am in Puerto Rico. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, it is, you know, and really Cheyenne is, what an incredible burden, she has to carry around with the last name that she has, you know.
Yes.
Everybody expects her to play like her uncle, and
yeah.
That's just not the case. But she's somebody who throughout her career, and she bounces back and forth between being on the big tour and not being on the big tour, but she's been somebody who's given a lot back to the game and is very, very aware of what her obligations are that way.
And she's wonderful. It's just really good to see. So is there you know, anything I left out that you wanted to talk about? I always feel like I've not quite covered everything Ron Cyrak would cover.
No, I think you got it. I think that issue that we talked about of fan behavior is really going to be a big issue going forward for the PGA Tour. I remember when Tiger Woods first came out on tour, and I remember being at the AT&T tournament, and I'm walking along the golf course, and a spectator came up to me and pointed to a scoreboard and said, "What's negative 13 next to his name?" And somebody else came up to me. I'm like I'm on the sixth hole, and somebody came up to me and said, "Where's number 7?" You know, and I said, "Well, it's right after number 6." You know, but that's what happened when Tiger first came out there. People who never paid attention to golf were coming out. And look, you referenced Phoenix earlier. The vast majority of those 200,000 people who show up on Saturday in Phoenix, it's probably their only interaction with golf during the year, and it's a big frat party. But the point is, if 1% of them become golf fans or 1% of them becomes golfers, then it's a good thing.
We just have to teach them how to behave, Ron.
Well, exactly.
There's got to be, you know,
fun. At the Masters, they hand out a little booklet to everybody that comes in that talks about the etiquette that's expected from the patrons, as they call them there. And it's something that was done, that was Bobby Jones's idea. But that idea of a certain amount of decorum on the golf course is part of the culture and the history of the game.
Excellent. It's always good talking to you, Ron Cyrak. You can go to roncyrak.com, special to the LPGA Golf Channel contributor. And again, if you want a great book, go get Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. It's in 8 languages, so there's going to be one that suits you best. Thanks for being on the show, Ron.
Thanks for having me, Daniel. Talk to you soon.
Good. Bye-bye. Aloha. We're going to come back. Claude Brousseau, have you ever stood on the green and you take this stance, you know, that you see everybody do on TV, and you're going like, okay, so like, what exactly am I looking for? I know you felt that just a little bit at some point. Claude Brousseau is going to be with us right now. He is, of course, a PGA Master, owner of Maui School of Golf. He is also an author, and he's Aimpoint certified, and it's not complicated because you don't have to be a mathematician, I promise. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837. Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Do you have a child or know someone who does who wants to learn how to play golf? Well, they can begin to learn for free. On March 24th at 15 great courses, new and beginning golfers can receive instruction from PGA professionals at no charge. Hawaii Junior Golf Day is sponsored by the Aloha Section PGA and the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. To sign up, go to hsjga.org or call 808-532-0559.
Wow, what a beautiful day.
Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, not just in the U.S., but also in France where he has a school. But he is here in Hawaii. He has the Maui School of Golf, owner, director of instruction, of course, Golf Channel Academy lead coach, Vision 54 coach, and, as I said, Aimpoint certified. If you would like to get in touch with Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, okay, Claude, at MauiSchoolOfGolf.com. That's how you reach him. You can ask him a question. Let's say something's bothering you. Claude, give him an email, a call, 808-870-1422. Of course, he also comes to Oahu every... Claude, is it every second Saturday of the month?
Right there. That's perfect. Yes.
Excellent. Yeah, he's on Oahu every Saturday, and he'll be there at Kapolei Golf Course. He's a guest coach and teacher at the Island Pacific Golf Academy, thanks to Oliver Olikiano, the owner of the academy. Now, there are a couple of more spaces available if you're interested in meeting up with Claude here on Oahu. There's an 8 o'clock in the morning. That's the Saturday the 10th, next weekend. There's also a 1 o'clock or a 2 o'clock. So that's at Kapolei. He's guest coach, and you can have a private session with Claude Brousseau, and that's thanks to Oliver Olokiano. Again, the number to get in touch with Claude is 808-870-1422. All right, but Claude has a book, and it's a fabulous book. It's got pictures, in addition to a lot of very simple tips on stuff like, how am I supposed to read that green? What am I supposed to be looking for now that I've gotten down on my, kind of hunched down on my haunches and I'm looking at this green? What am I supposed to be looking for? All right, so it's Realize Your Golfing Potential. Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. The foreword by Martin Hall. You've got great information in this book. Let's get right to it. You say there are a whole bunch of things that people just we hear these things, like, what is one of them? Keep your head down, which isn't necessarily, you know, good for your swing. You should actually keep your eye on the ball and then let your head just go with the swing. But let's clarify some of the misconceptions. What are they, Claude?
Hello, Adanya. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's always a privilege for me to share my expertise with your listener. But one of the misconceptions is the ball breaks towards the sunset. Another one, the ball breaks toward the ocean. Then another one, the ball breaks away from the mountain. All that, and then sometimes people look at a putt and because they didn't know how to read the green, they say, oh, I don't understand, the ball broke uphill. you even hear that, you know, with your friends when you play golf. So what happened, these are misconceptions because I like to make it golf fun, you know, and I say, do you really think that the ball knows where the ocean is? Do you think the ball knows where the sun sets? Or even better, when they see the ball goes towards the ocean, I say, hey, do you remember we live on Maui? That's an island. There is ocean all over the place. So basically, the ball knows one thing, it's gravity. So it's the side tilt of the slope that matters. What I mean by that is, let's say the ocean is on your right side in relation from the ball to the hole, but the green has a side tilt that goes from right to left, the ball will go from right to left. So there is a system called aim point. I will get to that later because not everybody knows it or want to do it. But let's give your listener other ways that they can practice and exercise reading the green. So when let's say they have no clue where the ball will roll. So on the practice green, what they can do is, okay, just play that putt straight to the hole and look where the ball ends up. Let's say, as an example, you play the putt straight to the hole, and then with the correct speed, let's say about 15 inches past the hole, the ball ends up 1 foot, sorry, to the left. So you just learned there that maybe you had to aim about, that's an educated guess here, about 1 foot to the right of the hole. Then replay that putt, and then you will see so that the ball will probably go in the hole. So that's one way when people have no clue and they want to practice, they have not done, let's say, the endpoint class again. That's one way they can do it. Another way that I like people to do that exercise, that's a very compelling one when people do that. It's, let's say you go on the green and you select a place where there is a quite severe tilt on the slope in between, you know, a ball on the hole, a ball on the green and the hole, and ask people to walk extremely relaxed, eyes closed, in the direction of the hole without fighting gravity. What they realize is that because of the slope, the tilt of the slope, let's say right to left, they walk, and then their body drift to the lowest point, so that will be towards the left. So that's something people can practice. It's very compelling when you do that, and you realize, wow, that's where I end up here. So that's one way they can do it.
Trusting your feet. Trusting the feel of the green. That's why you walk around. That's why you see people walking around the green and taking a look at the different angles. What about people who say that when you said the sunset, that the grass will grow towards the sun and therefore it's going to have that resistance to the ball? If the blade of the grass is facing the sun, it's going to be a slower putt if you're going into that blade of grass than if you're coming from the other side where it's laying down looking toward the sun. Is there any truth to that?
Absolutely, Daniel, there is. That's true. On the flat green.
Okay.
The grain is how the blade of the grass grows. So on a green that is, or on a, I would say on a space on the green, a specific area where on any green where it's fairly flat, yes, the grain grows more towards the sunset because that's where the light is. However, on the same green, you could have grain in multiple directions, again, because of the side tilt of the green, the way the architect designed the green. And so the grain always grow, and I will say 98% of the time, there is some odd places, but 98% of the time, the grains always grow in the same direction than the tilt of the slope.
Interesting.
Now,
okay.
Now, how people can see the grain, and there is truth under that. See, when they look at the hole, there is a side that is more burned out, I will say chewed up or dull, compared to, that means that the piece of grasses are not attached anymore. I will explain a little bit later on that. And you got a side of the hole that is more sharp, really cut edge nicely. It's because the grain is growing towards the dull side. So easy to remember, if you see the dull side of the cup, D for dull, that means down grain. The grain is going in that direction. To give a little bit more explanation on what you brought, the grain is a very important factor, especially here in Hawaii. It affects the speed of the putt way more than the direction. Of course, for putting, you need to be good at direction and speed, but the effect of the grain affects the speed. So what you need to do is... another way, when you putt, let's finish on that, when with the grain affect the speed, so you need to be able to identify are you with or against the grain. You look at the hole, that's a one way. Another way, when you look, let's say, down grain, the color green, the shade of the color green is lighter. When you look against the grain, the color green is darker because you look at the blades, and then what happens is that when you go against the grain, you will probably also be uphill, so that means you need a little bit more energy to for the ball to do the same distance.
So there are two factors that I'm getting right now, and that is, of course, the grain in Hawaii is very important, but the tilt of the hole, the green, is very important because and you need to best feel that tilt using your feet, trusting your feet, right, as you're walking, and feel your body reacting and seeing. I love the suggestion that you think of taking water and spilling it onto the green and thinking, where would the water flow? You know, I visualize that when I'm where would that water flow? And then if it's a big green, you kind of can see that, okay, it would go there, and then it would aim. And that's gravity. That's what you're talking about. That's gravity taking that water into those different directions, and that's what the ball's going to do.
I love that. That's very good. And in fact, I use that as an example, especially when you the parents who want to train their children, their kids. Yesterday, I had this little girl from Oahu there on Maui at Kahiki, because we got a Hawaii State Junior Golf Association tournament today and tomorrow. And I used that water. I had a bottle of water, and I asked her, just pour it on the green. And then she saw where the gravity grabbed the water. That's very good.
Yes.
I would add, effectively, for if we go back now to aim point it's a system that allowed to quantify the break. So what we did, you know, all the examples you gave me with the water, the one I gave with the burn side of the hole, feeling with your feet, because your eyes will fool you most of the time. The human eyes, everywhere in the world where I teach, are not the best tool to evaluate the slope. Now, aim point allows you to quantify the severity of the side tilt. That's the beauty of the system. So there is few skills, very simple, because we teach it, I teach it to kids again. And so adults will get it for sure. The first kid you need to have is recognizing with your feet the side tilt of the slope. That means when you stand in between at the ball, facing the hole, which foot do you have more weight on? Then let's say that's the first skill. Then you can go in between the ball and the hole and then feel again there. So let's say you feel more weight on your left foot. That means that the break will be from right to left. With aim point, we attach the second skill, we attach a value to that severity of the slope. Let's say that takes a little bit more training, but let's say it's a 3%. That's why when you see people on TV, they would use three fingers.
Ah.
And with the finger, if it's a 2%, they will use two fingers. Now, when you use only one finger, you have to be careful the one you're using. So,
yes.
This joking, yeah, of course.
Of course you are. I know that. So, that's so cute.
And then, you know, so you attach a value to the side tilt, and then with your fingers, that give you the exact aiming point. And then every putt is a straight putt to that point. It's a very, very scientific-based system, very efficient for all level of golfer. But let's say at the very high level, you have Adam Scott, who was number one in the world, who used it. You have Lydia Ko, who was number one. You have Stacey Lewis. You have over 55,000 people who did clinics. I do some in Hawaii, and the feedback I have from the people, they say, oh, this system is so good, because now I have no doubt, even if they don't, you know, quantify it perfectly, at least they don't make any more error on seeing a ball, let's say, going right to left. But the reality is really going left to right.
Well, what I like is that anytime you can make a putt straight, that's going to make it so much easier, because I always try to make the putt straight. It's just easier to do the pendulum, you know, bring my putter back, bring my putter forward, make the ball go straight in into the hole. Boom. Then, you know, or at least bring it so the lag putting and getting it close enough so the next shot is very, very easy if I don't actually get onto the place of the green that I'd like to be. Speaking of Aim Point Express Read, at Kapolei Golf Club on March 10th, next weekend, from 11 to 12:30, and then from 3 to 4:30, there are group sessions for Aim Point Express Reads for juniors. It's limited to 8 juniors per group, so this is really cool. From 11 to 12:30 next Saturday, 3 to 4:30 next Saturday at Kapolei Golf Club. That's where Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, is. Every second Saturday of the month?
That's correct, Daniel.
Yeah, and if you'd like to reach Claude, it's 808-870-1422. Or maybe it'd be just easier to email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. He'll be on Oahu next Saturday at Kapolei. Of course, he's a guest coach and teacher at the Island Pacific Golf Academy, thanks to Oliver Olikiano, the owner. And there's some spaces that if you'd like a private lesson with Claude, there's an 8 o'clock, a 1 o'clock, and a 2 o'clock. Claude, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Danielle. And aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back and learn about something that is the best tech gadget of 2018. Yeah, it's a smart umbrella. Right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone. 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter. But really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing! Your experts on call.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Maybe you've heard of Rick Reichmuth, who spent the past 16 years as a meteorologist for the top national news networks, forecasting severe weather events, from hurricanes to tornadoes, wildfires, blizzards. What does an umbrella have to do with all that? Well, of course, it rains. And it's sunny, and it rains, and you want to protect yourself from the sun. Well, at the PGA Merchandise Show, Weatherman Umbrella launched Golf Umbrella. It's industry-changing Golf Umbrella, and I was looking at some of the things that the Weatherman Umbrella, the Weatherman Golf Umbrella can do for you. My goodness. It almost knows the forecast. And to talk with us about it is Tyler Cooper, the Chief Revenue Officer for Weatherman Umbrella. Welcome into the clubhouse, Tyler.
Thank you, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm looking at this going, well, okay, this is excellent. Maximum sun protection. Because a lot of times you're out in the middle of a golf course and you're like, oh, get me some shade. Is there no tree?
Exactly.
Right? So
yeah.
That's one of the beauties. And then it just goes on. There's smart technology. It almost knows the forecast. Like I said, tell us about this umbrella.
Absolutely. So I partnered with Rick Reichmuth, who you mentioned earlier, is a national TV meteorologist for the past 16 years, with him as a weatherman and myself as a former college golfer and a ranked amateur player turned business person. We put together what we think is the world's greatest umbrella. And we took features that we liked from all the elements, sun, rain, wind, you name it, and made an umbrella that really will never break, will never flip. And we've solved for also two other major problems with umbrellas, not always on the golf course, but more in your lifestyle, which is you lose them and you don't know when to bring them. And so we have built an app that allows you to find your umbrella where you left it and also tells you on days you need to bring it based on the weather forecast.
Yes, it does know the weather.
It does. And I'm calling from New York City and we had a nor'easter come through yesterday. And, a lot of people were talking about this yesterday in the New York area, but it doesn't matter on or off the course, you're always going to be able to find it and you're going to always know when to bring it, so which is a pretty cool feature.
Wind tunnel tested to 55 mile an hour winds and it didn't flip?
Nope, didn't flip, didn't break. I actually have gotten up to about 75 before. Make sure you wear goggles when you wind test something. And 70, I learned that the hard way. But no, it's most likely not going to be on the golf course in 55 mile per hour winds.
I hope not.
A couple rider U.S. Open at Chambers Bay in 2015
yes.
was super windy. Unfortunately, no rain. But this is a basically indestructible umbrella with some great features and some technology built in as well.
And this mesh pocket, you can store stuff in it?
So my biggest, when I was playing college golf, 36-hole tournaments, so many rounds where there was nothing dry left on my body. The only thing that would be dry would be my golf glove that I would Velcro to the top of my umbrella. And when Rick and I were putting our heads together, weatherman head and a golfer head put together, we decided to build a pocket into the inside of the umbrella. So instead of fumbling to put your golf glove kind of attached to the top. It's such a simple process. You put it in the pocket. It stays dry because it's inside the umbrella, and you put it on your hands, as well as a scorecard. I mean, how many times have you had to fill out a scorecard and it's soaking wet, and the pencil or the Sharpie doesn't even work anymore? Well, again, scorecard goes in the umbrella, stays dry the whole time. And it's a pretty neat little feature.
Mesh pocket, large pocket offering storage for scorecards and gloves. This is great. What about the golf towel hanger that comes with this?
Yeah, so we built on top of the umbrella a silicone coated rib that essentially it's sticky. So a lot of people put their towel, they drape it from the top of the umbrella along with their glove. Now, back to my amateur day, those towels would slip off and fall on the ground, and then you have a wet towel, and then you have nothing dry anymore. So we added this sticky texture to that rib, allowing your towel to be grippy and not fall off. So you can see, we had a lot of fun with it. We're not just an umbrella company, and we wanted to be so much more and help your lifestyle from sun and wind and rain and the tech part. My head professional, PGA professional at my golf club, said the number one call he gets is when it rains from members asking where their umbrellas are. He's like, Tyler, I get so many calls. Yo, Mrs. Johnson, Mr. Johnson, have you seen my umbrella? And he's like, finally, for the first time, I won't have to worry about those calls, and I can actually do my job. They'll be able to find it on their phone.
Every golf club should have one of these embedded, because how many people leave the club three holes behind and they're racing back in their golf cart? But that could happen
frantically.
Frantically. So that can happen with your umbrella, but not anymore because it has smart technology. This is the Weatherman umbrella, because it was created by a meteorologist who is a weatherman, and Tyler Cooper, the chief revenue officer. How did you get that title? I mean, we've been talking off the air going, chief revenue officer. That's usually somebody who works for the IRS.
My background in the sports industry, for a big media sports company and a tennis organization, and I've always been in charge of revenue and driving revenue. And so Rick and I thought, well, it's pretty important for an e-commerce business, a direct-to-consumer business, to always be focused on revenue and maximizing partnerships and all commercial efforts. And so we have some big announcements coming out, Danielle, in the next few weeks and months with various associations and in the golf space, and I'm kind of running point on all of those. But we're so excited. The PGA Show launch was absolutely incredible. We were kind of the talk of the show, and no one's ever made an amazing umbrella before.
No, and you got best tech gadget of 2018. That is so. This comes in two sizes, 62 and 68 inches. Are the new colors out yet?
Yes, so we have six different colors for our golf line. We did a 62-inch umbrella. The standard size for forever has been 68-inch. We just felt that was a little too big for a lot of people, especially focused on women, too. A lot of feedback we got from all of our surveys and focus groups are saying that 68 is too big. So we made a smaller version that has all of the same features as the big one, just in a slightly smaller golf version. So the same durability and strength and pocket and all that fun jazz, just in a smaller version.
So, and the golf umbrella has the integrated Weatherman app that pairs with the Bluetooth tracker, not only detecting the forecast, it then alerts you when you need to bring your umbrella. What does it do? Like, bang? Yes, does it bang at you?
No, you actually get push notifications twice a day. So you set your home location and your work location, or other location if you don't work anymore. And so you set that up so you get an alert when you leave your house and when you normally come back to your house based on the forecast if you need to bring your umbrella. So it could be when you normally leave to play your morning round and when you come back. back, and you have to bring your umbrella for that round.
All right.
We just wanted to solve to never be stuck in that weather situation without your weatherman.
It's wonderful. This is Weatherman Umbrella, ergonomic handle, custom design, comfortable for all hand shapes and sizes, repels water, dries fast because the fabric is coated with Teflon and wicks away the water, right? I mean, this was really well thought out. I know someone who wants one right now and is auto-opening.
The auto opening, Danielle, was actually one of the most important things that we did. 99% of golf umbrellas are manual open. You have to tip hands, use everything you have to fight the elements, open up the umbrella. Ours is you click a button. It takes absolutely no work or effort to push that button, and it opens right up.
Where can I get one?
Weathermanumbrella.com.
Weatherman.
Online, yep, direct-to-consumer, e-commerce business. Yeah, everything's really done through our website. We're working with a couple golf clubs, select clubs, to have it in the pro shops. So weathermanumbrella.com is the best place to get it.
Yeah, well, you'll need to get in touch with Hawaii Golf Shops, too, because this would be so popular, because not only does it protect you from the rain, it's got a UV or UPF, you're right?
50. Yeah, UV 50 protection.
Yes.
Which is the maximum level of sun protection that you can offer.
This is weathermanumbrella.com. Okay, Tyler, you dropped something interesting here on the show that you're working on some stuff. Will you let me know so you can be back on my show and tell us what that is?
Yes. It's a pretty big announcement in the golf space, so we would love to keep in touch and let you and your audience know when it happens in a couple of weeks. It's pretty cool. We're really excited about it.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking with Tyler Cooper again, Chief Revenue Officer, Weatherman Umbrella. It's Weatherman Golf Umbrella, and it was put out at the PGA Merchandise Show. You can get one. Just go online again. And the place to go is weathermanumbrella.com. Thanks, Tyler.
Okay, thanks, Danielle. Talk to you soon.
Excellent. We're going to come back. My friend Bill Ranson has an idea. And you're going to probably understand where he got the idea from, but it's so cool for golfers. And we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing. 841-2837. Your experts on call.
Do you have a child or know someone who does who wants to learn how to play golf? Well, they can begin to learn for free. On March 24th at 15 great courses, new and beginning golfers can receive instruction from PGA professionals at no charge. Hawaii Junior Golf Day is sponsored by the Aloha Section PGA and the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. To sign up, go to hsjga.org or call 808-532-0559.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
We are KPUA Hilo, KORL Waianae, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. All right. So, thanks, Mark Rolfing. I mean, Mark Rolfing's everywhere, right? He's on NBC. He's on Golf Channel. He's working in Chicago. He's working with the city and county of Honolulu, doing all kinds of stuff. And he's, of course, on the board of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And he made that spot for Junior Golf Day, Hawaii Junior Golf Day, and it's all across Oahu, so many different locations, and it's so much fun. The kids just absolutely love it, and you just stand back and watch them learn and just show off if they know a little bit, and they show a little bit more. So, another person who can help us this morning, speaking of that that mongoose who ran off with the ball, Bill Ranson, PGA, creator of Golf's List. This is very cool. Yeah. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bill.
Well, thank you, Danielle. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Now, so the last time we talked, you were about to go do a Make-A-Wish Foundation 24-hour golf marathon.
Yeah.
How was that afterwards?
Yeah. That wasn't, it wasn't feeling too good. But anyway.
24-hour golf marathon. Yeah. I hope you raised a whole lot of money.
Yeah, well, I did good. I couldn't quite pull off the full 24 hours, but my body gave out on me.
He said, okay, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
Sorry, can't do anymore. Yeah. But Bill, this Golf's List is a really, really good idea. Golf's List, like G-O-L-F apostrophe S, List. And if that makes you think of something else that a lot of people know of, right? Was this inspired by that other list?
It was, yeah. I started thinking, I was like, there's got to be one place that you can find any and everything that has to do with golf, not just from a consumer side, but from the industry side. So the whole idea came to meld all that together into one website.
One website, Golf's List. And so if, let's say, I'm looking for a specific club that I want to, or I want to, you know, I have this club that I've never used, it's still in great shape, or it's not, but it might go to somebody else's collection, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody else might want to put it in their bag. It's just not working for me. That's where you could list the club, right?
You could list the club. The transaction does not go through Golf's List at all. It's between the two parties that are the person listing the ad and the person responding to the ad. So we have no involvement whatsoever in any of the transactions that take place on the website.
So you're just a connection person.
I am just a connection person, and that goes for like somebody who's what. A general manager of a clubhouse going, man, you know, we need some new shelving in the locker room. Where can I find some? And then you can find out through on Golf's List. There's a category for that. There's a category for, you know, a ball mark company can have a spot on there. They're looking for an unusual gift for a golfer. It's all there.
Yeah. And what if I'm looking for a PGA apprentice? I need somebody to work in the pro shop who doesn't necessarily have to be PGA. Jobs would be listed too?
Jobs will be listed too, and even on the maintenance side, when you get on the golf course maintenance side, there's a place to list jobs for that department as well as equipment, new and or used. So literally, you could find everything you needed to operate a golf course from this site, as well as a consumer can find out information about PGA professionals, links to that, local professionals teaching. They don't even have to be PGA, you know, because there's the United States, I think there's the United States Golf Instructors Association that's out there. So anybody can list that teaches, universities, anything. Then you also have, God, if you can't think of it, you can find it on there.
You're going to be able to find it at Golf's List.
Yeah,
if you can if it has to do with golf, it's going to be at Golf's List.
I've gone through and I've, you know, with the folks that are helping me get this started, and I keep bouncing hey, what did we miss on this menu? What did we miss on this menu? And then all of a sudden some weird, obscure golf thing comes to mind. I was like, we got to have a category for it.
Yeah.
So we put the category.
No, I love it. And now this is a work in progress. It's not live yet, but it's going to be golfslist.com.
That's correct.
Excellent.
We are working out a few kinks on for the person posting the ad to have a. There's a few kinks in that area that we're working out, so it becomes a little more seamless, user friendly. So just those enhancements are taking a little bit more effort we don't want it to be difficult, so we don't want to turn anybody away because it's too many steps to post an ad. We want to try to make it as simple as possible so that everyone has an enjoyable experience.
Yeah, and now there's got to be something in it for you. This is an awful lot of work. Bill Branson, he's a PGA, and he's creating something called Golf's List, where you can find anything from, you know, that ball marker or the tees that you can't find in your pro shop that you saw somebody who had them, whatever. You can go there and search through it. I'm going to say it like Craigslist, you know, you can list, like I'm looking for somebody to do this at my golf course, and you can, you know, say, hey, that's a job I want, and that you get people connected that way. The same thing, Golf's List. So, but Bill, is it going to cost money for us to do this?
Well, not right now, no. And for the everyday person posting an ad, there's not a fee based on that. Very similar to my counterpart there. There will be down the road maybe some charges for, you know, posting a job ad or something of that nature. But for right now, everything is free. For everyone.
That's awesome. So if a big corporation comes along, or a small corporation, or a little tiny store, they say, hey, you know, I'm looking for people, and this is Golf's List, and Golf's List would have all the golf courses, and then they need it. So then, you know, they'd be willing, of course, to pay a fee, because they'll have a target audience. They know that people are coming straight to this, and there you have it. I love it. I think it's a great idea, Bill Branson, and don't let the little bumps in the road deter you from, you know, doing what you've got this idea to do, because it's really good. It's great. Yeah.
I appreciate that. No, it's not deterring me. I just, I'm a perfectionist.
Wait a minute. You're a golfer and you're a perfectionist? You're in big trouble, dude.
Yeah, it's a bad combination. It's a real bad combination.
That could make you absolutely crazy.
just ask my wife.
Bill Renson, PGA, creator of Golf's List. Thanks for being on the show.
Well, thank you, Daniel.
Aloha. We'll talk again, okay? When those kinks are out.
Good.
Okay, good, good, okay.
All right.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Now, here is a man who started many years ago Global Value Commerce. And Ed Byman is the founder. And he's launching something that's really cool. You know that driver that you wanted to try? Not just in the store, you know, under those kind of conditions, but like try. And see if it really fits. But you don't want to spend $400. Well, would you be willing to spend $25 and know that you could return it? It's called You Try. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
What do the finest homes in Hawaii have in common?
Many of them trusted Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors to provide a truly unique garage door on their home. Call Rainer today and beautify your home with a striking aluminum and glass door that will make your home stand out. Or choose a custom wood design that will be only yours. You have seen our beautiful doors on your neighbors' homes. Get a Rainer door of your own. Call 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer, Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837. Your experts on call.
Yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Ed Byman, founder of Global Value Commerce. He's been in the golf industry since 1974. A successful collegiate career at University of Connecticut. I think it's UConn, if I'm not mistaken. He played professional golf on several international tours. Had a victory in 74, Mexican Open, over Lee Trevino. And he later played on the PGA Tour from 1978 to 1980. And after his playing career, he started his second career. An owner of an independent sales agency for many of golf's leading brands. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ed.
Thank you, Danielle. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I am really, now first off, everybody, Hawaii, this is not, we're not going to be able to do this yet. Okay, this is being launched on the mainland as kind of a trial to see how it goes. Ed Byman, it's called You Try.
It is.
And
right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, we just launched this new initiative, and it allows people to try a club, at their home course. Okay, with their own golf balls that they use. When they're on their own course, they know how far they hit their driver. So maybe, when they're trying this new one, they get really good feedback. So they can come online at globalgolf.com. And it has a try button in the upper nav. You go right in there, select the club that you wish to try. We'll ship it to you for 2 weeks. It's $25 per club with a maximum of two clubs at one time. And you can play with that club as much as you want to. If you like the club, you can go ahead and purchase it, and we'll credit back the $25. And if you don't like it, there's a return label in the box. Just slap it on the box, and they'll return directly to us. But, we've learned through the years through, some thoughts that were out there that people really, the one problem with e-commerce, which we're exclusively in, is that they can't touch the club. They can't feel the club. So any new introduction, it was harder to get people comfortable with it. So we think this You Try will really be a great initiative that'll help people see if this club really fits down.
Yeah, it's like trying on a dress. I see this in the catalog. Oh, wow, that looks really good. Nice golf dress. I wonder, but you get it, you're like, oh, my goodness, this...
Yeah.
Good on her, but not on me. So you want
exactly.
to send it back, right? So it just makes perfect sense to me. So golfers across the states are testing new drivers and fairway woods from Callaway, Cleveland, Cobra, TaylorMade, Titleist. All they have to do is select two clubs at globalgolf.com/youtry. Globalgolf.com ships the clubs for $25 trial fee. Per item, so if you get two, it's 50. Within 14 days, you either keep the club and pay the list price, less the trial fee, or you return them with that prepaid shipping label. And you're planning on getting all the clubs out, too?
Well, yes. We'll have, we're adding brands almost every day to the list, and we'll also have iron sets and hybrids and putters, and so we'll be expanding this into other categories of clubs. And we launched it just a week ago now,
wow.
A week and a half ago. And it's been received very, very well, and we'll soon down the road be offering it in Hawaii as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's so cool. Thank you.
You bet. You bet.
There's something else that comes with it. There's more, you know. A complimentary Arcos driver unit will be sent with each U-Tri driver beginning in early March?
That's correct. That's correct. So you get a unit that you put in the end of the club on the grip side, and it'll give you feedback as to, you know, how fast you're swinging the club alignment, all of those things, feedback that you need to see if that club is functioning the way that you want it to function. So we're excited to have them join us in this initiative.
So this is that little sensor that attaches to the grip end, and then it pairs with this. It's a free app, by the way, guys. So it's not like they're not doing this to make you go buy an app. It's a free app for iOS or Android smartphones. Automatically records the distance, the accuracy, and a lot more for every drive. Arcos driver easy, okay, and it's sent at no charge when you are. Do you have to send back the chip when you send back the driver if it's not to your liking?
I don't believe so. I think that's part of the gift we'll give you, I bet.
And it's like, you know, when I started talking about you being on the show, it's like $400, that's an investment. Now, if I like my club, I like my driver. You know, in fact, there was a time I got this really cool driver, and I'm like, yeah, I'm really getting this. This really feels really, really good. And then someone suggested, you should really try this driver. I'm like, I should try that driver? Wait a minute. I like my driver. What's that driver going to do for me? And can I really trust that driver is going to do that for me? Why would I, you know? So this, you know, if I can try it, like you said, on your home course, give it a shot, see what it tells me. I really like that.
Yeah.
You got into e-commerce way before it became popular.
Yeah, that's right. We founded the company back in 2001. And really the vision for the company at that point was to bring structure and stability to the pre-owned golf club market. Okay? So we largely now, essentially, we power the secondary market in golf. We're headquartered in Raleigh, North Carolina. We have about 130 employees. We have distribution centers in Salt Lake City and in Toronto, Canada. And as you said, our flagship site is globalgolf.com, and you can find new products there as well as the largest selection of pre-owned products in the U.S. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that. So you're also a pre-owned. That's what globalgolf.com is, where you can go and find things that have been used, and then you get them, of course, at a reduced price.
That's correct. That's correct. We also own and operate the PGA Value Guide, which is really the Kelley Blue Book of the golf club industry. And again, you go on to the PGA Value Guide. .com, and what you find is all the pricing, pre-owned pricing for all the clubs that are out there. I think it goes back 15 years. So you can find some pricing there. You can then be directed to, if you want to trade that club in, you can find the value for that. You can go to your PGA Pro and do that. You can come to globalgolf.com and we'll trade it in there for you. The pre-owned golf club marketplace, we really kind of established back then and have grown into that. And it's really brought a lot of value. I think, you know, people don't realize that they have this really currency sitting in their garage, potentially, that, you know, clubs that they've, let's say you just buy this new driver, and the club that you were previously using, that has value. And you can send it to us for that value. So we're really unlocking a currency that the golfers didn't know they had before. It's been very valuable.
Globalgolf.com. And what is threeballs.com?
Threeballs is another site that we own and operate, and that is exclusively for pre-owned equipment. Okay? And it's one-of-a-kind stuff. It's a dynamic inventory. We have new clubs coming in daily. We probably have, at any one point, 300,000 or 400,000 clubs in inventory.
Wow.
Okay. So that inventory changes on a daily basis. So it's very dynamic. You can set up features on the site so that when, if you can't find the club that you're really looking for at that point, you can set up something that says, well, when it does hit our inventory, we'll automatically notify you. And then you can acquire it at that time. So 3-Balls is exclusively pre-owned, and Global Golf has both pre-owned and new.
Great. And then you have a site that's TaylorMadeGolfPreOwned.com. That's just TaylorMade?
It is. That's right. That's a licensing agreement with TaylorMade, and we feature certified pre-owned TaylorMade goods on that site. So all the clubs that TaylorMade uses for consumer trial, or for whatever, that can't be sold as new, they come to us, and we get those in, make sure they're in good working order, certify that they're ready for use, and we put them on that site.
Wow,
and
you're like a car company for golf clubs that takes care, right?
I mean, yeah.
You make sure the club is in perfect working order and can go out, because after all, it has TaylorMade's name on it, and they want to make sure that if it goes into somebody else's hands, that it is of TaylorMade quality. This PGA value guide is great, because I think there are even some, you know, local stores where you want to take your clubs into, you say, because, you know, they're, you don't expect to be able to recoup anything that would cover cost of shipping. It's good to know what you've got in your hands, because what they offer you, you don't know if it's a good deal. You know, that's a really, really valuable tool. And I understand your latest acquisition is FairwayStyles.com.
Fairway Styles, that's right. We acquired them a year ago in January, and they really are a kind of a higher end apparel company, and they feature a lot of European look and cut to the goods that we showcase there. And we're excited about that. That's something that's really new. Like I said, we've had it for a year. And we have plans for pretty dynamic growth for that in the years to come.
Well, you know where Danielle's going to want to go.
I got you.
Ed Byman, founder of Global Value Commerce, launching now You Try. When you go there, you know, you won't be able to do it from Hawaii yet, but it's available on the contiguous United States. For those of you who listen on the live stream or podcast, it's going to be there for you. And soon it'll be available in Hawaii. And you go to globalgolf.com/youtry, and there you go. A $25 trial fee for 2 weeks. You go to your course, you check it out, see if you like the club, and if you don't, you send it back with a prepaid shipping label, and they'll be bringing out hybrids and iron sets and additional brands in late spring. Ed Byman, it's a real pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Daniel. We appreciate it. I'll let you know when that will be available in Hawaii.
Oh, I'd love that. Thank you. Keep me in. Okay. Yeah, keep me up to date with all of the business. It seems like you're constantly expanding.
That's right. We certainly try to. So.
You're a busy
thank
man.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure to speak to you and your audience.
Thank you. Ed Byman, thank you very much. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Hitting the Greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Experts on call.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's master craftsmen can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Do you have a child or know someone who does who wants to learn how to play golf? Well, they can begin to learn for free. On March 24th at 15 great courses, new and beginning golfers can receive instruction from PGA professionals at no charge. Hawaii Junior Golf Day is sponsored by the Aloha Section PGA and the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. To sign up, go to hsjga.org or call 808-532-0559.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. We've got a breezy day today, cloudy, scattered showers, Windward and Mocha. Leeward side, isolated showers in the morning, scattered showers in the afternoon. Won't be as rainy with the trade winds 15 to 25 miles an hour. And of course, we've got a high surf advisory in effect for all east facing shores, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, Maui, the Big Island. We've got tee times. Great day to play a round of golf. It always is, right? It's 51 degrees. It was this morning at 7, so it's probably warmed up at Volcano. 8:48, there was one. 9:36 and 11:10. Makalei has a 10 o'clock and 11:18. There's a 9:20 and a 10:30 at Poipu. And Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 9:20 and a 10:10. Makaha East has an 8:45 and a 9:38 and a 10:08. And at Wailea, Gold and Emerald. This is so cool when there's the same time, you know, 11:26 and the BF Golf Club, they're all going out and may you all hit the sweet spot every time and just have a blast. Okay, remember, golf is supposed to be fun. So being a perfectionist like Bill Ranson, very difficult on you emotionally. And this is time that you're supposed to be taking to go have a good time. It's called having fun on the golf course and taking in all the beauty. What more could you ask? Hawaii Junior Golf Day. You heard Mark Rolfing talking about it. It is Saturday, March 24th. It's free, it's fun, and it's an introductory golf experience for juniors of any age. You register at hsjga.org. On Oahu, they're putting it together at the Hawaii Prince, Ko'olina, Turtle Bay, Hawaii Kai, Alawai, and Navy Marine Plus. Olomana. I went to Olomana last year. There were so many keiki. It was so cool. On the Big Island, the Hilo Muni and Hualalai. On Maui, it's Ka'anapali and the Wailea Emerald and Gold Course and the Kahili Course. And by the way, the Kahili Course is where Claude Brousseau has his Maui School of Golf. On Kauai, it's at Princeville, the Makai Course, Puakea Golf Course, and Kiahuna. So absolutely fun time for the kids. They just have a blast, and you'll enjoy it, and you know what? You'll learn something. It's so much fun watching children being taught, because stuff that you probably, you know, didn't think you should ask because, hey, you should know this stuff. You're like a real experienced golfer or not. You know, so you can listen in and eavesdrop and learn all sorts of things. We're going to thank the people who make this show possible. I'm serious. Without them, we would not be able to do this show. And the golf club is made possible by the great people at Futura Stone, Creative Plumbing, Rainer Doors, Creative Plumbing. I love watching Todd when he goes and has to excavate to get down to the pipes to take care of, you know, like putting in new pipes or something. The attention to clean, you know, it's just all clean. And he's so, you know, even though the pipes are like, ugh, he's just, everything looks so like surgical. Creative Plumbing, whether a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, a new build, a renovation, or a repair, call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. You don't want to go back in. That's way too expensive. Call Creative Plumbing. Futura Stone. master craftsman, okay? Your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project, you want the best to show it off. The best to make it like natural stone specializing in Brazilian quartzite flagstone. Make it into artwork. Make your AquaPave on-site stormwater source control systems look beautiful. Interlocking concrete pavers, the Roman stack walls. I'm just talking about a couple of things because the list is long. All of this is at Futuristone. Rainer doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Hey, if the Lamborghini people trust Rainer doors, then you can too, for not only your office, but for your home. So it's business, it's home. Take care of your home. And Avancé Salon, a first full-service salon, color cut, treatments, wonderful people. I love Avancé and of Hawaii, of course, Hawaii Golf Travel News.com. We're going to thank you for tuning into the show today. You can always listen if you didn't catch or you'd like to hear another section, something caught your ear. It's radiogolfclub.com, radiogolfclub.com. The whole show will be there in about 30 minutes, podcast and streaming live. Thanks for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2018.